Hey, fellow high functioners. Welcome to today's installment of the Disaster Diaries. So today's been a long day, kind of. Not so much in time, but it's just been feeling rough and heavy. Life feels heavy. I suppose that is normal. Kind of par for the course, given the situation with my mother. It's difficult, and I certainly wouldn't wish this on anyone. So I started my day with a miracle morning, so there's that. And I actually appreciate that you can do it anywhere because it's on your phone. Technology can be great sometimes. It's just been rough the last couple-ish weeks because of Mercury. I've had so many issues with getting my podcasts edited because there are just absolutely the most bizarre things that have been happening. So it just takes me a while. And I'm froggy again. I wasn't froggy until just a little while ago. At least I didn't notice. And so that's okay. But my box did not come today. Y'all know if you listened yesterday, I was looking for my package to come with FedEx or by FedEx. And it's been stuck in Chicago. And there it still is. Did not come today. Probably won't be here tomorrow. It's pretty interesting, actually very surprising, that FedEx isn't moving the package along. I don't know if there's an issue with the package or if it's just, you know, like in the back of a trailer waiting to be delivered to my city and then sorted and put on a local truck to be then delivered to my home. So I have no idea, but it's frustrating. Particularly as we've really needed this stuff for our event for this weekend. But we're able to make it work. And we had to make a pivot today because we were running behind and taking care of my mom. And just, like I said, life is heavy right now. It's a difficult season of life. And I know that I'm not the only one. In fact, I personally know several people who are in similarly difficult seasons of life. And quite honestly, no one is having fun with it. But we had a good first evening at our event, and Brandon got there before I did, and he loaded in everything and started setting up. And then when I got there, I helped him. And we got a lot. We got pretty good business. It was very slow at first. The weather is sort of cold and rainy. But tomorrow should be better. Tomorrow's supposed to be sunny and a little bit warmer than it was today. I think it's supposed to be in the 50s, which is pretty good for November around here, particularly the end of November. And so I'm looking forward to that, and that should bring people out. Not a lot to talk about really today. This one is just because there isn't really anything going on today other than the event. Tomorrow we'll be there. Really, I was just feeling down this morning, feeling down about the event because because life is heavy. And this is an event that we have done, like I said, since 2015. Aside from, I think, 2020 and 2021 were the only years that they didn't do it because of the pandemic, and that's obvious. But aside from those 2 years, we've done it every year, and I'm always excited about it. But this year, I'm not. I'm just not excited about a lot. Life is heavy. I'm grateful to be alive. And y'all, actually just thought of something. You know, we're doing this financial thing, total money makeover. That's it. I couldn't think what it's called for a second. And I feel so stupid because it's so easy, but like, oh, why didn't I know this? And I know I talk about this repeatedly, like say the same things over and over, but how didn't I know this? Just don't get it. How didn't I know? But I really do like it. And I like the progress that we are starting to make. And I think we're going to be okay. And I am starting to find some jobs to apply for again. So that's good. Cautiously optimistic about getting a job. I'm nervous given the situation at home. I am looking for a remote role that has flexibility so that, you know, I can do what I need to do to help my mom when she has appointments and for myself when I have appointments, although gratefully, thankfully, I don't have a lot of appointments. But I need to be able to have that flexibility. Plus, although I would welcome the opportunity to return to my previous employer, they require on-site attendance. And I'm not trying to be in downtown Indianapolis and or pay for parking. I'm not trying to compare parking rates with other cities. I know that in larger cities, it's even more expensive. But over $200 a month, over $300 a month, no thank you. I'm not doing it. Also, I don't understand why a lot of companies require their employees to come into the office. Not everybody is an extrovert. Me included, I'm not an extrovert. I don't like being around a lot of people. It's draining. I love people. I love talking to them. I love learning about them. I love working with them. But to be around people all day is draining. It's exhausting. But also, that particular employer has open seating. So it's a giant open floor plan so think of a cubicle farm, but there aren't cubicles. They're just like rows of adjustable standing desks. So they are power lift. So you could sit if you want to sit. You can stand if you want to stand. And it's just a massive floor of that. And not just one, but floor after floor. It's noisy. Typically, the people that you sit by aren't even the people that you're working with. Whether or not they have the same role as you is irrelevant. You're not working with them anyway. The people you are working with are in your computer, not literally, but you're connected to them, you're working with them through your computer because they live somewhere else. So it makes no sense to me. But I found a couple of remote project manager roles that seem like really good fit. So I'm going to give it a try. I've got those saved to apply for. You know, I have a rockin' weekend every weekend, so probably apply tomorrow or Sunday. And yeah, I'm looking forward to having a job and getting all of the things that we need to take care of done. And by things we need to take care of, I mean getting our money makeover done. I certainly would like to get my student loans paid off. That feels like a never-ending saga. But I'm not alone in that there. So, Ian, I don't really have anything else to talk about. It's been a pretty uneventful day. So maybe I'll have more tomorrow. Until then, I'm grateful for what I have. And I'm grateful to be able to talk to you all every day. I hope that I can hear from some of you in return. But until then, I'll see you tomorrow with my next installment of the Disaster Diaries.